One of the most celebrated comedies to be produced in this country over the last 4 years is Schitt's Creek. Very popular, this fish-out-of-water sitcom has evolved into a character-driven family story. It's really developed beautifully with each passing season. It stars Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Dan Levy, and Annie Murphy as the Rose family, former billionaires who lost it all to crooked business managers. All they were left with was a town they bought as a joke named Schitt's Creek. Here's a moment from the show.
Hey, partner, what's the good word?
There's a dead guy in room 4.
You do know that this is your first day at Elmdale College and not Vogue, right?
This is the longest relationship you've ever had.
This is the longest relationship you've ever had? Oh, I should have got you more than a cookie.
Alexis Rose, majoring in marketing and...
pubic relations.
What? No. Oh my God, give me that.
It's television's going to Rose.
That's television's mom to you.
In the program, Eugene Levy is Johnny Rose, a business maven gone broke who now must contend with the local yokels in his new hometown. Catherine O'Hara is the often pretentious former soap star Moira Rose. Her holier-than-thou demeanor and eye-catching fashion choices utterly ridiculous on the Schitt's Creek thoroughfares. Annie Murphy is selfie-taking 20-something socialite Alexis Rose, and Dan Levy is metrosexual entrepreneur David. As the show has matured, airing both on CBC and the American Pop Network, Schitt's Creek has progressed from a family you love to laugh at in their precarious position to a gaggle of lovable eccentrics just trying to make it work in what looks to be their habitat for the foreseeable future. In June, I was invited to make the drive through Toronto, past Brampton and Caledon, and into the bucolic countryside of Hockley Valley to visit the cast on set as they shot season 4. And what a treat it was to arrive at the foot of the famous Schitt's Creek Motel where the Roses have been living, to see David Rose's clunky car park nearby, and to watch as Catherine O'Hara's Moira gets ready to shoot her next take. Screen magic, my friends, not to mention a beautiful location to spend summers for that cast and crew. To the east of the set, a small village of production vans and crew vehicles at the ready to make TV magic. And closer to the action, locals will slow down, whether driving, walking, or cycling, to take a look at the legions of monitors, crew members, lighting cranes, craft services, and camera clusters that populate the picturesque outdoor space. After I finished watching a few takes from what looks to be a Rose family barbecue, I'm going to call that a very small spoiler alert, I caught up with comedy legend Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy, hello.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Great, and great to be with you. And this is a beautiful place to work.
You call this beautiful? Boy, now this is outstanding. We got a beautiful blue sky. It's sunny. We're here in the Schitt's Creek Motel.
Did you have a country life growing up at all? Did you guys get out and enjoy the outdoors?
I wouldn't say that the outdoors was a big part of my growing up.
Right, right.
No.
So here you are now.
The closest I got to the outdoors was watching Raymar of the Jungle.
Right.
Starring John Hall.
Through the lens.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
A beautiful show.
Tell me, the last time we talked, you were just wrapping up season 1, and now here we are, you're just about to wrap up season 4. Is there a difference between now and then, as far as how the show's settled, and how you feel about it, and how the characters have developed?
Yeah, well, it's exciting because the show has settled,
yeah.
It is a kind of a fish out of water story. That's how we started, and now it is kind of... morphed into more where the family's at and how the family's coming together and how the family's now settling in to their real existence, which is definitely a fact of life. Oh, we got a block.
Okay.
I'll leave you to it.
And that's all I got. Off he went. And that was kind of the fun of being on set of Schitt's Creek Season 4. Costume designers, makeup artists, cameramen, producers, directors, audio technicians, all busy around me as I interviewed the cast, and sometimes they got called away to do different things. It should be noted that Hockley Valley is only home to the outdoor shots of this show, and so continuity is key. Annie Murphy plays Alexis Rose on the program.
Annie, hi.
Hi.
We're in a dark tent.
We are in a very dark tent, rather airless.
It's true. We're on the... I don't know if they're going again, if we have to be quiet.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous too. Anyway, we're here in Hockley Valley.
We are. It's a beautiful place to be.
Schitt's Creek is nice.
Isn't it? It's not so bad after all.
You are now 50 episodes into this incredible experience. Yeah. How does it feel?
Fitty deep. It feels amazing. I'm honestly still pinching myself about the whole getting the job thing. I mean, I just ate a hot dog in your face, basically. So it's like working with people that I admire, getting to eat free hot dogs every day for 50 episodes. It's been a dream.
Dan told me in the last interview I had with him that he knows how this show is going to end.
It had better not involve an 18-wheeler being driven by a Lexus and a cliff. That's all I have to say.
Annie, is it ever disorientating to be in a certain location and you're shooting a whole bunch of different episodes and you've already shot previous material somewhere else? How does that work?
Well, if we didn't have our amazing continuity woman, Donna, on the ball as she is, it would be an absolute disaster. But luckily we do have her who tells us, you know, exactly what scene we're coming out of, exactly how we're holding our bags and how, you know.
Is it something where you need to kind of remember what the narrative was when you were shooting a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, that's an ideal thing to, like, know where your character is coming from, where your character is going. Kind of part of the job description. But it is really nice to have some help in that.
Annie, thank you for your insight today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Having some fun with Annie Murphy under the monitor tent there. Of course, the head writer, co-creator, and breakout star of Schitt's Creek, without question, is Dan Levy. His omnisexual David Rose is somewhere between coy, heartfelt, sensitive soul and entitled bratty haute couture snob. We spoke briefly in the middle of a set change while cast and crew were treated to hot dogs.
Dan Levy.
Finishing a hot dog.
I know. How is it going? Season 4.
For fear of jinxing anything, I will say it's going well. It's exceeding expectations.
Schitt's Creek is actually pretty nice in real life.
Schitt's Creek is a beautiful, beautiful, utopic world that we get to come to.
Yeah.
A month and a half every year.
My understanding is that we're just about at the 50 episode mark, or maybe we're there.
Yes.
Tell me how that feels to be at that point.
Yeah, someone just brought it up to me for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I remember just having not even thought about how many episodes we've made. I mean, it's completely surreal.
You can't say much, but what can you say about what people are going to enjoy come January 2018?
I feel like season after season we try to one-up ourselves in terms of the quality of what we're putting out, and season 4, if all goes to plan, I think will be the most special season we've done so far. I think just in terms of the depth and kind of dimension of the storytelling and where we're able to take our characters and the love and the joy and the fun that people have really sort of warmed to about the show is out in spades this season, so.
Congratulations, and we're looking forward to giving people a bit of an update here in the summertime of how that's all coming together.
Now we're here, like, live on set, so this is just, next time we talk, you're going to be in the show. So
Moira Rose just walked by. And,
yes, she did.
What can we say about that outfit?
It's sort of like Jennifer Garner and Alias meets some kind of action hero.
Yeah, like a Joker-esque.
It's a Joker-esque thing, but in a lovely beaded dress.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dan Levy, thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Levy on the set of Schitt's Creek. This season picks up with a couple of storylines, including Dan Levy's David opening a boutique general store in the town, and Eugene Levy's Johnny co-managing the motel with actress Emily Hampshire. She has portrayed the underwhelmed Stevie for the entire run of the show. We caught up in one of the actual motel rooms, perched on a pair of very dingy easy chairs.
Emily, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, and we're here on the set of Schitt's Creek. How's it feeling? How's it been going?
Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, God, it's hot today, but today we're having a barbecue, which is always fun, especially when most of the stuff I need to do during the barbecue is eat the beef sliders.
Right.
So it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Let's talk about this character, because it may be the slowest burn of affection towards a family that I've ever seen on television. You guys are slowly coming together as business partners, but you really have to keep a certain spirit towards the family.
Yeah, I mean, I, as me and as Stevie, love this family for all of their dysfunction and craziness. And I think that's what's fun about Stevie and about playing Stevie is that really I think she stands in for the audience a lot of the time of watching this crazy family. And I think she gets a perverse joy out of it. I think that's what makes her deadpanness work a lot of the time is that she's internally having so much fun.
She keeps her cards close, but yeah. Especially Dan and his character, she really has an affection for him.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a deep love friend relationship there that is forever.
The one thing I've noted since we got here is that Schitt's Creek isn't really a very bad place in real life. It's a really, you guys have had a beautiful location here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really beautiful. I think we all look forward to the end of the shoot when we can come out to the country. And as long as none of us get Lyme disease, I think we all really love it. Especially, you're just here in Huckley Valley, which is beautiful. But we also go to Goodwood, which is where the Schitt's town is. It's like the Four Corners. And it's so great. The little like stores there and the bakery, and I think we all gain about 10 pounds by the end of that week.
That's a good country living situation there.
Yeah.
You get the right bakery and all that.
Yeah.
I get the sense that it's a good natured crew and a fun time to be around this whole group.
Yeah. Like if you had to, if Encyclopedia Britannica still existed and you opened it to like nice, it would be Catherine and Eugene. Dan, not so much, but he's lovely.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Let me ask you this, because there's sort of two business operations going on that we left off with in season three. Mm-hmm. Dan's character, David, has opened up this sort of boutique-y general store, and you're working with Eugene. What can you tell us, if anything, about that blossoming business relationship?
First of all, I love Stevie and Johnny together as a kind of duo. I think it's completely different from what Stevie and David have, but as lovely and interesting a dynamic, because there's it's funny because they're, I mean, at polar opposites of things, but there's so much heart there, I think, because Stevie could use a father figure kind of thing, and Johnny is lovely to her, but all these business things, like, I don't know what I'm allowed to say also, because I was just about to...
We can't. Spoiler
so
alert,
my friend. Just going to have to watch to see the thing that I'm not talking about.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, and good luck with finishing up the rest of the season.
Thank you. I hope you don't get Lyme disease, ticks, or bedbugs.
Bedbugs. All right. I'll do a quick check.
Great to meet up with the very talented Emily Hampshire. Season 4 of Schitt's Creek premieres on CBC Television this Tuesday night, and I can tell you from what I saw, there are some significant developments within the relationships and plot lines of the show. You can watch earlier episodes of the series on cbc.ca or Netflix.